Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. As a certified dream builder coach, Angela Britton's heart-centered approach can help you overcome your fears. She'll help you to design and manifest a life that's in harmony with your soul's purpose. Angela is the author of How to Succeed When Others Say You Can't and co-author with Brian Tracy on Cracking the Code to Success. She has spoken in the USA, Belgium and Bali to groups on the value of taking a leap of faith and facing your fears. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about what's happening for you right now?
Right now, I'm in a serious stage of transition. I sold a house in South Carolina here in the USA, and I've just moved back into Texas, in the Houston, Texas area. And I'm in the process of purchasing a new house here, as well as planning for a trip to 2 weeks. I will be in Bali next week at this exact time for a 2 weeks retreat. And I'm also giving a workshop over there as well on overcoming fear, believe that or not.
Oh, nice. So is that part of what you do, the overcoming fear?
Yes, yes. I'm coach, a life coach, and a big part of what I coach with people is to push through their fears and to recognize what fear actually is. And for me and for others, fear is actually the boundary of our current reality. Mm. So when we get that uneasy feeling, we're actually bumping into that energy of the fear, which is really just the energy at our boundary of our current reality.
Yeah, that's so true. So leading up to this point, what's actually your story? Where have you been to get to this point?
Wow. Lots. Honestly, I think, you know, I hate to go back to my childhood, but I really believe that my childhood did have a huge impact on the person that I am today, because neither one of my parents were very well educated, and I was able to grow up in Florida on 100 acres with animals, horses, that sort of thing. And my parents were very busy, and so I kind of raised myself. But what that did was it gave me a lot of time for introspection and just exploring the world around me. I mean, I used to lay in the middle of the pastures at night and just watch all the stars fall. And I just remember always having this sense that there was something else out there, that I was connected somehow to the stars, and just always had this, my parents called it a fantasy world, you know, world. But as I'm getting older and learning more about the world around us, I think that there was actually something to that. I think we are all connected, and a bigger part of the universe is all inside of us.
So, Yeah. So what about as you went along, did you go into this field of life coaching straight away, or did you do something else before that?
No, I've had the 9-to-5 jobs, which I was never very good at or felt very comfortable in, always an entrepreneur. In 1985, I was living in Louisiana, and I opened up my own candy/gift store, went to a bank, created my own financial proposal, got a loan, and then the university there saw my proposal, my financial proposal, and asked me if they could use it in their teaching classes as to the best. The banker told me it was the best one that he had ever seen, and I created it with a couple of books and my imagination and a typewriter, of all things, a typewriter, not a computer back then. It was a typewriter. It's so funny. You get to the bottom of the page and make a mistake, and you have to tear the whole page out and start all over again. Too funny. Yeah, so I've just always been a bit of a free spirit, I guess. And like I said, I really think that was a lot of it was due to the way I was raised. I was allowed to be a free spirit. My parents never, you know, told me I had to do this or I had to be this or I had to go to school for this or any of that, which sometimes kind of wish they would have. I wouldn't have wandered around half asleep, you know. I feel like I sleptwalked through the first probably 30, 40 years of my life. I feel like I was kind of sleepwalking because I was so distracted with, you know, life, I guess, and raising kids and having a husband and that sort of thing.
So you said about, you know, sleepwalking. Was there a tipping point for change? Did something wake you up to change direction?
Oh, yeah, something quite dramatic woke me up to change. It was when my husband of 14 years decided to put a loaded gun to my head. Yeah, so that was definitely my catalyst for change. I'm thankful that he did not pull the trigger. I never took my eyes off of his as I slowly backed out of the room and reminded him that we had children and that they would probably never forgive him for killing his mother, of their mother. So yeah, that was definitely my catalyst for change. And especially after I left, and then I found out that he had also drained my bank accounts. So I had to start over pretty much from ground zero and reinvent myself and teach myself a lot. And I accept some of the responsibility for that because I turned over all of my finances and my whole life to him basically, and just, you know, molded myself to be what I thought he wanted. And so after that incident, it flipped my whole world upside down and caused me to really do a lot of introspection and to create myself and find myself. Actually, didn't create myself. I found who I really am. And I'm a very strong, independent woman. Went back to school and got my master's degree and stayed on the dean's list the whole time. It was tough, but, you know, I really pushed myself. For me, I just always felt like failure was not an option because I didn't have a safety net under me, you know, at that time. So it was like the movie quote, failure is not an option. That was my mantra.
Yeah. Did fear come in that? Like, I know you coach now on fear. Did fear come in there somewhere that you've had to address that yourself, and that's where you've gone down the life coaching path?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons I'm good at teaching that section on, you know, overcoming your fears, because I had to. And I think when people stop and look back at their life, they will realize that a lot of the things that we are fearful about are only in our imagination. They never take place. We worry about things that were, we fear things that were in our past. Okay, that's gone, that's over with, let it go. We fear what's going to happen tomorrow, and we waste a lot of our life living in the fear, and it stops us from doing things. Shakespeare said that doubt and fear are thieves of our dreams, that they stop us from, you know, achieving, stop us in our tracks and make us live small contained lives. So we really do have to push through the fears.
No, I like that that quote. I haven't heard that one, so that's quite, you know, a really true quote, isn't it?
Yes.
I like that. What about challenges? Like, if now, you know, being a life coach, and what sort of challenges have you had along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
You know, I have probably on one or two occasions felt like throwing in the towel. You know, when you're just kind of at your lowest point and you feel like you don't have a support group around you, and then it all changes, you know, within a couple of days. And that's one thing that's helped me in the coaching as well, you know, especially suicide rates in this country right now seem to be at an all-time high. And, you know, my message is just give it another day and another day and another day. And it's amazing that sometimes overnight, your whole life can change. You know, somebody will call you and offer you a position, or I get an unexpected check in the mail. It's just, you know, or somebody smiles at you or says something kind to you, and it just lifts your whole spirits. It just changes your whole mood from dark to light, you know. So I always tell people, just hang in there, and the light's coming.
Yeah, I always like that saying. I know we hear it a lot, this too shall pass, but it's so true, because it will pass. If we look back at our life, there's been those different times where you think you'd never get through, but you do, and then you get through another thing. So you just have to keep hanging in there, and I keep believing that it will, you know, this too shall pass. So I like that.
Right. Yes, when my marriage ended, I really did feel like throwing in the towel at that point in time. But, you know, I had children, and they just kept me going. Mm. So, you know, you can't stop. A lot of people, sometimes people feel like they're not loved. Yeah. And it's amazing how many people actually do love you, you know, that you don't even realize. So,
So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Do you have a big vision?
I do have a big vision. I'm writing a book. I love to write, and that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to participate in the 1000 Ripple Effects project. I felt so honored to be included in that. It's really special to me, because I had some childhood things after my parents got divorced that I felt like, you know, I could contribute a little bit to that. But yes, so I'm writing a book right now, and the title of the book is I Didn't Know I Couldn't Do That. It's a double negative, but I didn't know I couldn't do that. It's the way I've lived a lot of my life. I didn't know I couldn't, so I just did it, you know. Mm. And then I have people afterwards say, oh, no, you couldn't do that. Well, I actually happened to do it. And most of the time I say I did it pretty well, so, you know. I think sometimes when people tell us the things that we can't do, I know I have a bit of a rebel streak in me. And when somebody tells me I can't do something, I'm like, oh, really? Well, watch this. You know, I think I can do it. And so I like a good challenge, I guess.
Yeah, I like that. I have to make sure we get told about that one when it comes out. So what about an ignition point? Have you had a point in time where things have just really started taking off for you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it happened last year. I was thinking about writing a book, and then a group from someone from Brian Tracy's group, I subscribe to his newsletter, and he's a motivational speaker. And anyway, I got wrapped up in participating in a book that he published last year called Cracking the Code to Success. So I have a chapter in that book, and that was the first time, other than college yearbooks, that my writing had ever actually been published. And I won the Writer's Choice Award, actually, for my chapter in his book as well. And that was it for me. That was it. It was like, yes, the fire was lit. It was definitely my ignition point. And so I've just, you know, been writing and speaking ever since. And it's what lights me up, you know. It's what I'm supposed to be doing, spreading the message that we're all connected and that we all have power beyond our imagination to do the things that we want to do in life.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic. I love it. So what new possibilities have opened up for you then?
Well, this Bali retreat is one of the ones, because I spoke at a small conference in Bruges, Belgium last year, and one of the persons who was there is the one who is sponsoring this Bali retreat, and he contacted me and asked me, he said, you know, I enjoyed your presentation in Belgium last year, and I was wondering if you would do a workshop at the retreat in Bali. Well, don't have to twist my arm to get me to go to Bali. It was on my bucket list. So, yes. So I'm like, there's a great excuse to go to Bali. So I'm headed out next Sunday.
Oh, that sounds excellent. And it sounds really exciting. And that was sort of my next question. What exciting things are you looking forward to in the future?
Well, I love to travel. So anytime I can, you know, find a new destination to travel to, I'm always excited about that. But so I'm always telling people to dream big. And so my big dream is that after my book gets published, that I will get a movie offer on it. So that's a big dream. Hey, you know, but it could happen. You know,
that's right. You're going to put it out there.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm putting that out to the universe. So I'd like that to come back to me.
It sounds so exciting. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
All right.
Here we go. What's your favorite book?
Oh, that's easy. It's a small paperback. It's, I don't know when it was printed, a very, very long time ago, but the name of the little paperback book is called Key to Yourself, and the author is Venice Bloodsworth, and that book changed my life, and I've owned that book probably for 20 years or more, and it's very dog-eared, and I've actually written notes throughout it and underlined places, and I pick it up probably once every other month or so and just read through it, and it refreshes me. She talks about, well, that's not very speedy. Anyway, read the book. It's an awesome book, and it's an easy read.
Oh, sounds awesome. Love it. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
You know, Mary Morrissey. She's really helped me so much. She's the founder of Life Mastery Institute, and she is where I got my life coach certification. And the reason I resonate with her so much is that her story of her high school years is very similar to mine, and all the wonderful things that she's achieved. And she's just the sweetest person, the largest heart, and she remembers everybody. I met her once, and the second time I saw her a year or so later, she came up to me and knew me by name, and she's just a wonderful person. I would like to be more like her.
Yeah. What about a daily ritual that works best for you?
Right now, I'm in such a state of transition. I hate to say I don't even have a ritual. I barely have a daily routine. Brushing my teeth, that's my daily routine right now.
It's an important one.
Yes, it is. But normally I try to meditate before bedtime so that, you know, I put my intentions out there, and hopefully they come to me in the dreams. And anyway, but right now I have not been doing that.
What about a favorite food?
Frozen yogurt.
Oh, nice. It's a different one, but it's nice.
I'm not even sure that's a food group, but any flavor pretty much.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Do you like the country or the city?
Country. Raised in the country. I've lived in the heart of Houston, and it was fun, but I prefer the country.
What's your biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
You know, I would just say to value yourself. Don't look outside yourself for validation, because everything you need is inside of you. You know, we read so many books, we watch so many videos. Sometimes I get overwhelmed and I don't even stop myself. I'm always thirsting for more and more and more information and more knowledge. But I think it's just listen, you know, be still and listen to your inner voice, because it will always guide you in the right direction.
That's so important, isn't it? All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would tell my teenage self to stay away from the boys and to, and pretty much what I said earlier, don't look outside. I was always looking outside myself for validation, and the true validation comes from within yourself. So I would just tell myself, you know, be yourself, be who you are. You're enough just as you are. You're enough.
Yeah, it's so important, because so many people don't realize that they are enough. Yeah.
It's taken me many, many years to get to that point myself.
Yeah, me too. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Angela. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Okay. Well, thank you, Leanne, first of all, for having me. I appreciate it. Yes, you can find me at abinspire.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Angela Britton. But there are also, I found out, about 20 other people with my same name.
Oh. So,
I'm very difficult to find on Facebook, but you can find me at abinspire.com, and then all my links are on there to my Facebook and Twitter and everything else. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Igniters, Angela's given us lots to think about in this interview. Value yourself, don't waste your life living in the fear, and that we can reinvent ourselves. If you want to connect with Angela, go to her website www.angelabritton.dreambuildercoach.com. For more about what I do to help you become the success you've always wished to be, go to my website www.leanneblaney.com.